Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.
Now, in a country facing deep social and economic challenges, entrepreneurship can be a force for good. But here's the question. What does it take to succeed as something called a social entrepreneur in South Africa? How do you build a business that makes a real impact while staying financially sustainable? I want to try and navigate through this important space, and we're joined by Professor Karen Myers from the Gordon Institute of Business Science. She's an expert in entrepreneurship and innovation. Professor, a very warm welcome. Thank you for joining us. Maybe tell us what defines a successful social entrepreneur in South Africa right now.
So, Jeremy, great question, because technically a social enterprise or a social entrepreneur is someone who is generating revenue in a sustainable business that is also making an impact either in the social context or the environmental context. And so that means it's quite a complicated business to manage.
What separates a successful social entrepreneur from just a traditional business owner then? Is it an operating model? Is it a mindset, a different philosophical approach? What is it?
All of those things, I think. But really, most often, social enterprises are characterized by two-sided business models, which means that they're making a profit and then using that profit to make a social impact. Now, it is true that most or many entrepreneurs in the South African context are, in fact, very socially orientated. They start their businesses intending to make a social impact, but not that many have managed to balance the need for profit and the need for social impact at the same time.
So let's talk about that balance. Is there a key strategy for having financial viability on the one hand and also making a difference on the other?
Well, I think it is your ability to generate your own revenue. So we want to distinguish social enterprises from nonprofits. Nonprofits are really dependent on external funding to actually create the impact in the marketplace. Social enterprises are able to fund themselves through profit-generating activities, through the application of entrepreneurial, very business-orientated skills to actually make the business self-sustaining, if you like.
I guess profits also having a genuine belief in what you're doing and not just paying lip service to a concept.
Absolutely. So individual values are really important. The absolute passion, this kind of burning desire to make a difference in the world is very characteristic of the social entrepreneur. And that's important because that's what motivates you to actually keep the business running. Social enterprises are more difficult to start and run than for-profit enterprises. And so they face greater barriers. You know, resource holders don't really understand them very well. And this is all made worse by the fact that in South Africa, we don't really have a regulatory structure for social enterprises. So people don't really get what they are, which means that they're very difficult. They find it very difficult to find funding, for example.
I want to talk about two issues. One is funding and the other is scaling. And I think you'd agree with me that doesn't matter whether it's social impact entrepreneurship or any type of entrepreneurship, access to funding is always going to be a major hurdle. Are there specific financial models that work best for social enterprises?
Yes, I think there is a model that's increasingly been adopted in South Africa called impact investing. And this is kind of driven to a great extent by the increased global interest in things like the Sustainable Development Goals, where actually corporates are being forced to report on the extent to which they contribute to sustainability. And so I think that that is an important driving force in funding, impact investing, because money is beginning to go where the impact goes. But once again, it's kind of early stages. And impact investors don't really understand social enterprises that well. So it's very difficult for them to evaluate what it is that social enterprises do. And there's a very great problem with measuring impact. And so they're hard to evaluate from a funding perspective.
And that is my next question. How do you then determine the impact that you're making?
Well, you need to be incredibly expert at a process called monitoring and evaluation, where you are really very efficiently and effectively measuring your activities and your resources and the impact that makes. But that's not a simple process because it's different for every social enterprise, depending on exactly what it is you're focusing on and who your beneficiaries are. So measuring a change in, for example, the extent to which the group of youth are developing skills in a particular community is actually not that easy to measure.
So funding and measurement is one thing, but scalability is the other. So I'd suggest to you that many social businesses start small. They might have a local impact, which is a good thing. But like any business, you want to start building. Is there a specific way in which social entrepreneurs can overcome barriers to scaling up?
Well, there are a couple of different ways to scale that social enterprises can choose. The one is to, because we traditionally think of scaling as something that happens geographically, sort of horizontally, if you like. But social enterprises can also scale by offering more services to the same beneficiaries. So there are those options. Obviously, the better you get at generating your own revenue, the more resources you have available to scale. And I have to say that in South Africa, about 10% of all social enterprises are actually global in scale. So we have some incredibly successful multinational social enterprises, even though many of them are very tiny. Some of them are incredibly successful and very, very large. And if you look at those very large ones, what they have successfully done is actually build a portfolio of businesses under the same, all focused on achieving the same impact, but in different forms and structures. And that helps to minimize the risk and to reach scalability more effectively. Mm.
I'm going to leave it there. Professor Karen Myers from the Gordon Institute of Business Science, thank you very much indeed.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.